The hypocrites try to show themselves as if they are more pious than all believers. Our Prophet warned Muslims to be careful about the hypocrites as follows. Narrated by Abu Huraira, the Prophet said, "The worst people in the sight of God on the day of resurrection will be the double-faced people, who appear to some people with one face and to other people with another face." The most distinctive characteristics of the hypocrites are their deceitfulness and two-facedness. As the hypocrites act on an evil intelligence, they are masters at becoming anyone they wish to be. They have an evil intelligence and willpower to pretend to change their personalities into completely opposite of their own personalities whenever they want. They can play the role of many different characters according to the environment they are in or according to the people around them. They can talk to the irreligious in their way, to those showing the characteristics of idolaters with the characteristics of idolaters, and to the hypocrites in the language of hypocrites. God informed us of this immorality of the hypocrites in a verse. When they meet those who have faith, they say, "We have faith." But when they go apart with their Satans, they say, "We are really with you. We were only mocking them." But God is mocking them and drawing them on, as they wander blindly in their excessive insolence. Thanks to their evil intelligence, the hypocrites can observe Muslims and imitate them as well. Consequently, whenever circumstances so require, when they want to leave the impression that they have abandoned treachery, when they want to cover up their insidious activities and feign innocence, they can imitate pious Muslims. Indeed, it may really be challenging to see their true faces at first sight. They can look like honest, sincere, and well-intentioned people who side with Muslims, who strive for the sake of God with such perfect details that it would not be possible to encounter any evidence against them. While the hypocrites are very sly, snobbish, arrogant, and boastful people who lie and slander, who constantly cause scenes and try to disturb and dispirit Muslims to obstruct their auspicious activities or to take their time, they may give up doing all of these when their interests require doing so. They may display a character that appears to be humble, kind, respectful, devoted, empathetic, zealous, and decent, as if they are morally superior than sincere Muslims around them. In the Quran, God tells us that the hypocrites will strive to show themselves as immaculate and good people. How will it be when a disaster strikes them because of what they have done? And when they come to you swearing by God, "We desired nothing but good and reconciliation," God knows what is in such people's hearts. When they are told, "Do not cause corruption on the earth," they say, "We are only putting things right." However, sincere Muslims have profound wisdom and understanding. They can easily understand their insidious plans and do not fall for such a diabolical scheme. No matter how good the hypocrites would be in pretending to be someone else, Muslims would always be vigilant and prepared. But while doing so, they always act with their wisdom, insight, and compassion in line with the Quran. By means of these beautiful manners of Muslims, those who go astray and assume some attitudes similar to the hypocrites can get rid of their mistakes and purify themselves. On the other hand, the torment that the true hypocrites deserve grows more and more in the sight of God.